Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? In so much of our time, we talk about success. We talk about what we do right. We admire some of our competitors, and we say, they've got it together. They really understand how to reach the marketplace. Their marketing is better than ours. Their salespeople are better trained than ours. But if we really want to be successful, of course we have to bring all of our marketing, all of our training. We have to compete with them. We have to get better at what we do. But what we really need to consider is we need to consider, where does the competition fail? Where do they not reach the customers? Where do their salespeople do not reach the mark? What do they do that we can do better? If we do that, and if we start to really understand the competition, our sales will go up, our closing ratios will go up, and business and profits will be better. You can't just assume, and you know that word assume, that's the one that people don't like to use because people break it down and say terrible things about it, but you cannot assume that the competition does everything well. We need the competitive edge when we're dealing with a competition. We need to really understand what we do well, what we need to do better, and where the competition is letting their customers or clients down. Where can we just get right in there and in our presentation make sure that we are just on top of our game? We understand what the customer or client wants, what they need, and what they're not getting. Now, in today's business, it's unlikely that you're going to come across someone who's not already using goods or services that you're selling. There's so much competition today. People usually look for a new vendor, a new supplier, someone to do business with, because they're not happy with the old customer, the old person that they're doing business with, the old vendor. Misspoke there for a second. If they're unhappy with the old vendor, you have a chance of making inroads into the company. If they're happy with them, you're probably not even going to get the appointment. So when you do get the appointment, the goal is to find out what they didn't get, what they need, where the company that they're doing business with let them down. And if you can do that, and when you do that, business is yours. So it's a constant struggle, a constant challenge, a constant need to absolutely understand what's going on out there, to get the information from your salespeople. What are your salespeople telling you about what they're saying about the competition? Now, of course, we want to do everything absolutely properly. We want to make sure that we're using information that's publicly available, because we do not want to be accused of doing anything that would be improper and have the competition have that on us. We don't want to have that happen. But there's so much information that you can gain just by listening. It's important to understand success. It's important to understand why you may fail and what you failed at so that you can correct it. And it's important to understand what the competition is failing at so that you can get the competitive edge. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.